I've mentioned once or twice in this audio presentation that we have keyboard learn functionality in Keysoft, and I'd like to come back to that now and talk about it in detail. There are two ways of getting help with keyboard input. The first is available from the main menu and is called Keyboard Learn. In Keyboard Learn mode, Keysoft displays the function of the key that you press and also speaks it, but no further action results. It also displays the function of the thumb keys if you have a Brown Odeon Power, and key commands that are always available. Let's show you this. Firstly, let's make sure that our Empowers are at the main menu. To do that, we press space with all six dots on a BT or the menu key on a QT.
Main menu.
And here we are at the main menu. Now we can just press K.
Keyboard learn mode. To determine the function of any key or key combination, just press the key or key combination. To return to the main menu, press space with E.
And I'm using a BT unit, so I can press space with E to get out of keyboard learn mode. If you have a QT unit, you can press the escape key to do the same thing. Now we can just type to our heart's content, either combinations or individual keys. So I can just sit here typing
A, B, C, D, E, F, G.
And you notice that as I type faster, the speech will speed up to keep up with me. I can press key combinations. For example, if I press enter with T, or if you're using a QT, you might press function with T.
Display the time.
And enter with D.
Display the date.
So it will tell me what these different functions do.
Help. To determine the function of any key or key combination, just press the key or key combination. To return to, repeat the last prompt.
So I'm just pressing individual keys and it tells me what they do without actually performing the action. The only key that will perform an action here is exit, space with E, or the escape key.
Exit. This key exits the current operation. Exiting no. Main menu.
And we're back at the main menu. So as you get orientated with your Brown Note or Voice Note in Power, this could be a really useful function for you to play with. The other useful function that's similar is the Announce Key mode. That is available in specific applications in Keysoft, including the web browser and the word processor. To demonstrate this, I'm going to take us back into that document, the test one, that we wrote a little earlier. To do that, we will go into the Keyword menu.
Keyword menu.
And now press O.
Folder name. Press Enter or General.
I'll press Enter to accept that.
Document to open. Press Enter or Test.
And we'll go into our test document.
On this amazing Braille Note Empower period.
And now we're in the word processor, in a document, and the Announce Key function is available to us. There's also extensive help available from here, by the way, and you can play with that at your discretion by pressing the Help key or space with H on a BT. So to get into Announce Key mode, on a QT unit, we press Read with A, and on a BT unit, we press space with W.
Announce key mode. To return to the word processor, press space with E.
Now we can press keys within the application we're in.
Forward one word.
And it will tell us what we're doing. On a BT, I'm just pressing space with dot 5 to get that.
Back one word.
Space with dot 2 to get that.
Back one character. Forward one character.
So you can freely just press keys at random.
Jump to place marker. Top of file. Exit. This key exits the current operation. Exiting no.
And again, as in the case of the keyboard learn mode, the only key that performs its function is space with E on a BT, the escape key on a QT that exits the announce key mode and returns you exactly to the point at which you invoked the announce key mode. So you have a suite of helpful tools there. If you use the help system, which is extensive, the announce key mode from specific applications, and it will also work in the browser, the book reader and others, and the calculator. You can also use the user guide, which we'll talk about shortly. You'll find that in no time, you're working your way through the extensive functionality of your new Brown Note or Voice Note in Power.